This winter, TV has given us reality shows like The Apprentice, in which eager young entrepreneurs fight to win favor with Donald Trump. We also have another incarnation of The Bachelorette, a show that features young men vying for the favors of a beautiful woman. These programs are of a perhaps contrived nature, but A&E is presenting the real-life frontline trials of employees of Southwest Airlines. It's called Airline. Chris Carey, the series producer, joins us now from our bureau in London. Where did the idea for this series come from?
Well, it's a series which has been running in the UK for about 5 or 6 years now. And we've been trying to persuade the American audiences that, yes, you'd love it too, for a while now. And really 9/11 came in the way and got in the way, and the appetite sort of disappeared for a while. But it's sort of the time seems right now.
What airline are you working with or documenting in London?
In London, we're documenting EasyJet, who actually based themselves on Southwest Airlines, the airline we're following in the US, as a low-cost, no-frills airline who fly all over Europe.
Now, a lot of the series is shot from the point of view, I guess, of the people who work for Southwest in this country on airline. There are so many challenges they face. You wonder what makes them want to work for an airline. For instance, there is the customer of size.
Our policy is due to the comfort and safety and the comfort and safety of people around them aboard the aircraft, that, I mean, some passengers who are of size, they have to purchase an extra seat.
Customer of size is a very delicate, I mean, I wouldn't want to have to, I mean, because you're actually, you know, for the first time sort of saying to them, you are too big for something. I would find that an impossibly difficult thing to do, and I have the greatest respect for the agents who have to deal with that every day. Not an easy thing. I mean, not an easy thing to have to hear, of course, as a passenger. It must be
right. Must be
dreadful.
And there was also a poor fellow who had some serious odor issues.
Yeah, which I understand isn't as uncommon as we'd think. I mean, again, how do you go up to somebody and say, I'm sorry, sir, you smell too bad to travel?
Sir, hey, I hate to bother you, but I've been getting a lot of passengers who have noticed a smell. So do you have anything you can change into, or maybe you can freshen up with something?
Yeah, I have a freshener up here.
Is there any way I can get you to do that before you board the flight?
That was one of the main ideas when we started making airline in the UK, that we wanted to see it from the employee's point of view, to see what they were confronted with.
Why did Southwest, though, agree to do this show?
Well, I guess they took a view that we've got a company here that we're very proud of. We're very proud of our customer service. And so I think they thought, we're not frightened of letting the cameras in. We want to show. We're proud of how we deal with difficult situations. And they had the courage, really, to let us in. And also, you know, what they didn't want to do was to let us in and then contrive it and then make it anything other than real. So it's just what happens. And sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not so good for them.
True. It's not always a flattering portrait, I didn't think, especially sometimes the cheeky or maybe grating flight attendants with their onboard shtick.
Yeah, not to everybody's cup of tea.
This is Jamie. She's 29 years old, recently divorced. She's looking for a short man to take her out on a date tonight. So if you could oblige her.
Phone number.
Please hand her your phone number. All right, that's funny. What are you going to sit there like a bunch of bumps? You are stuck with me for the next 3 hours.
I've had both experiences on Southwest flights. Sometimes it's like, oh, please, please be quiet. I don't want anything. And other times it's like, actually, that was a lot funnier than I was expecting it to be.
Did you approach other airlines and get rejected, I wonder?
Well, I mean, when you're starting to plan a series like this, you obviously are going to spread the net pretty widely. We had interest from a variety of airlines, and I think Southwest were the ones who bit and bit first. Subsequently to that, we've had other offers as well from other airlines, and certainly now the series has come out, I think many people are realizing that they rather wish they hadn't been quite so cautious.
Did it make it more difficult to film these scenes at the airport because of the security concerns?
Well, I think absolutely. I think not only because, obviously, you have to respect what the Homeland Security needs to do and not compromise their job, obviously. So not only is it difficult to film airports because of the security thing, but also because I think people behave in a more controlled manner at airports nowadays. I would imagine, I don't have an awful lot of experience of it, but domestic US flight before 9/11 was a lot more casual, and a lot more things happened probably that would probably make stories for our series.
Chris Carey is series producer of Airline, which airs Monday nights on A&E. Thanks very much, Chris.
Thank you.